You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like that dude just said, yes, this show is solid and conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Well, listen, we're bringing on somebody who I have known for a number of years. I have a great respect for her. I consider her a friend, and she is a solid advocate, not just for her constituency, not just for conservative causes in general, but she's also an advocate and has been for quite a number of years on the matter of school choice. She is perhaps the only state legislator I know who has gone to court against the teachers union, and good for her. So Charlotte Meadows is the Alabama House of Representatives rep from District 74 down in Montgomery area. She's got her master's from South Alabama, her bachelor's from Auburn University. She is an elected Republican, and I'm glad to have her back on the show. Charlotte Meadows, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, Senator Williams. It's great to talk to you.
Well, it's good to talk to you. You been doing all right?
I've been doing great. We've got lots of excitement in our family going on. We've got a new baby that's about 2 months old, another one that's should be born 3 weeks from today, so we're going to be grandparents three times over.
That's good stuff. We're grandparents two times over. One of them's only a few months old. The other one turns three very soon, and we got
the 3 year old is the most, isn't it?
Yes, and we have another one of our kids getting married this fall, so it's big doings around here. But
congratulations.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Well, hey, let me catch up with you some. You know, one of the things that strikes me is this fall, November, Del Marsh, who has been sort of the school choice advocate within the Senate, is stepping down. He's retiring. Yep. First of all, do you know who your go-to person in the Senate will be on the matter of school choice?
You know, I haven't heard from Del who he wants it to be, but there are several there that I'm pretty confident can pick up the mantle. I was at a Southern Regional Educational Board conference a couple of weeks ago. Sam Gavan was there and Garland Gudger, and yeah, they both got really fired up about some things that were going on there. Dan Roberts has always been one of my favorite senators.
Oh yeah.
Will Barfoot is also my senator, and I mean somebody that I think has understood and sees the reason behind school choice because he's in the Montgomery area. So I think there are some, but I'd really like to have Del's take on who would be the best person to work with. We've actually I think there's probably more people in the Senate that can carry the ball than there are in the House.
Well, that's interesting since the House outnumbers the Senate 3-1.
That is interesting.
Well, you just named some of the more conservative members of the Senate.
When you were introducing me, did you mention that I had actually won the lawsuit against the teachers union? Or did you just say I'd had a lawsuit?
You had a lawsuit is all I said. I should have gone. You know what? Why didn't I? Okay, by the way, she's the only one I know who went to court and won.
Back up to that point.
That's good stuff. Charlotte, let me ask you this. I've been, and I know you have too, because we've talked about it on the air and just, you know, between the two of us, but I've been really put out by the fact that some great pro-choice legislation, to include the Parents' Choice Act that you and Senator Marsh had, literally couldn't even hardly get out of committee. I mean, it was a dead on arrival type bill. What are we going to see?
Well, it didn't
in the
get out of
Do we
committee.
Have something coming?
I fought really hard and got a hearing in the Education Budget Committee a week or so before the end of the session, and was really pretty grateful that I guess Danny Garrett agreed to have the bill heard. We had a great show that day with people from all over the state supporting the Parents' Choice Act.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the usual negatives, the cons, and their reasons for why it wouldn't work in Alabama. And I did take notes on that. So if there's anything we can do to adjust it so that some of their concerns are no longer valid, I'm happy to do that and to work with those groups. But I really think that the parents made some great points and that it's, you know, parents' taxpayer dollars, and they should have the choice about what to do with their money to help their students get the best education they can get.
Well, absolutely. So, and you know, we just saw the thing get signed into law in Arizona that puts Arizona front and central. I mean, they're literally they're leading the pack right now on school choice with the $6,500 per year per child.
I mean, that was Greg, Doug Ducey signed that yesterday. Really big news. With it's really been a good week, bad week, good news, bad news kind of week for school choice, because the Hope Scholarship in West Virginia got struck down by a circuit court judge on Wednesday. But then the very next day, Arizona passed that bill. I mean, that's the biggest, most historic measure in Arizona that they've ever had. And let me just point out, I think I'm right in understanding what they did was take an existing law that already included things like scholarships for disabled people, military dependents, all different types of small groups, and they spread it to the entire state. So sometimes incrementalism works for you.
Yeah. I mean, look at all the pro-life bills we passed over the years, and now look where we are.
Amen to that. Praise God.
Absolutely. But I agree with you. I think that if you can't, here's my thing, incrementalism, I'm always for the big win, but if you can't get the big win, get what you can and keep moving. And, you know, that's battlefield philosophy right there.
Well, it's not, you know, incrementally is not the way I want to do something.
Yeah.
And actually the way we started with the parents' choice several years in the past, we've had an ESA bill. In fact, Ken Johnson, who you know, Ken Johnson carried the ESA bill back when he was in the House, designed for students who have disabilities and actually some military dependents and children of people who have passed, who've died in the line of duty, that kind of thing. And that never passed. So then we took that and really ran with it to the whole, all students everywhere in the state. And then I took that was Dell's original bill, and then I took it and kind of backed off and tried to put it in three or four grades at a time. It was phased in over 4 years so that the hit to the ETF wouldn't be as strong or as heavy. But, you know, I'm looking at coming back with the full-blown thing again.
Good. Good. I hope you do. And I'm you know, just
well,
like last time, I came down and broadcast from the State House.
I'm planning to bring the bill.
Well, bringing the bill and pass the bill, I know, are two separate things. But the reality is this. I mean, you're going to be there. You're going to be there. But
well, I've got a small thing called an election in November.
Well, by the way, that's another conversation. What the teachers' union may have helped to co-opt to get your district lines redrawn. But nonetheless, I believe you're going to be there. And that being said, we got to carry that bill, and we got to keep it in front of them, because right now we're still dead last in the nation. I mean, we're really not showing any signs of improvement, but we're spending more and more money without getting a return on the investment.
And if we don't go out with a plan with what to do with some of those dollars, I mean, we've got an extra billion coming this next year. Am I right? Maybe two billion. I'm not sure if I'm remembering those numbers right or not. But I mean, we're going to have more money than ever before, and if we don't plan to spend it in a way that makes a difference at the end of the day for children, students to improve, then we've really lost our minds.
No, really have, and we've missed an opportunity. And I think right now the polls are showing. I read some out before you came on the air. The polls are showing this is an overwhelming bipartisan support issue. I mean, the voters across the nation of both parties, all demographics, believe that more and more now, especially in the wake of COVID and the awakening that has happened with parents about their child's school, is that now's the time to do it. And you've got public sentiment in your favor.
You know, COVID could have actually been a blessing in disguise, because some of this stuff was happening in schools and parents weren't tuned in enough to notice. I mean, we're all kind of, you know, take our kids to school, drop them off, pick them up, how was your day, move on with that, and not really paying that much attention. But once the student was learning at the kitchen table, some of this stuff started to become apparent. And then, at the same time, we've got all this woke culture going on.
Right.
And now we've got the NEA saying that they're going to have a hit list on people who and they're espousing the transgender and the gender euphoria, dysphoria, whatever they call it. I mean, all that stuff is not what your average parent wants their kids to be picking up in schools.
No, not at all.
And so it's really, it's kind of it's the tip of the iceberg, I think, but we're seeing a lot of angst amongst parents, and they need to have it. They deserve to know what's going on. They shouldn't have to pay a FOIA fee or something like that to get the curriculum from their child's school. That's supposed to be automatic information that every parent has and deserves.
Yes.
So establishments of education, of which I know a little bit about one in particular, and we would never tell somebody you can't know your child's curriculum. It blows me away. And I was reading an article this morning about parents that are asked, they're charging them sometimes thousands, $170,000, $15 million, ridiculous amounts of money to get information requests completed by the school district. To find out what's the curriculum, what are you teaching my child? That's ridiculous, and backfire. It should backfire.
Well, it should backfire, and there should be some people fired because of it.
Get more involved than they've ever been before.
Yeah, I totally agree, and completely. Well, listen. So you're bringing back the Parents' Choice Act in the minute or so we've got left. Do you foresee the teachers' union having increased levels of influence with Republicans in Montgomery, or is it going to wane? Because we had them neutered for a while, and they seem to have really kind of come back.
You know, Phil, I'm concerned that it is not waning. I'm concerned because of the amount of money that the union has donated to Republicans and Democrats. They have said that they're willing to allow some types of parents' choice, but when it comes to giving real choices to parents and allowing the parent to decide what school they want their child to go to and take an equitable amount of money to fund that education, I'm not sure that they're ever going to go for that.
So it's about the kids, though.
I hate to be saying the same thing all the time and blaming the teachers' union, but in a very real way, when people fund campaigns as much as they have, it's difficult for people to vote no on something or to vote for something they're saying to vote no on.
Well, we'll see where it goes.
Not difficult for me.
No, not. I know it's not. I know where you stand, and I know where some of the others down there stand, but we got to have more of you. Well, listen, Charlotte Meadows, you run your campaign and take it all the way to the finish line, my friend, and we look forward to you being reelected, but for right now, we got to hit a break. So thank you for spending some time with us today.
Come to the victory night party, okay?
Ah, I like it. All right. Representative Charlotte Meadows.
Thanks, Phil. Great to visit.
We appreciate you. House District 74, she is up for re-election. The teachers union did influence somebody and got her district lines made a little tighter and harder to work with, but she's going to get it, and we need people like her in Montgomery. All right, folks, y'all stay tuned. I ran long with her. We'll have a short break when we come back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned.